Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY25 earnings conference call of Ganesh Infraworld Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam Kothari from XBFO Advisory. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. Today on this call, we have Mr. Vibhor Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Abhay Singh, who is the Group Chief Financial Officer. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantee of future performance.
Sir, could you please come a little closer to the microphone? You're sounding distant and muffled. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'll better start over. Yeah. Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. Today on this call, we have Mr. Vibhor Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Abhay Kumar Singh, Group Chief Financial Officer. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on the second page of the earnings presentation of the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website as well. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Vibhor Agarwal for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Gautam Ji. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I am Vibhor Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director of Ganesh Infraworld Limited. Before we dive into our company's performance, I would like to take a moment to reflect on the broader infrastructure landscape in India, a landscape that continues to present immense opportunity. We are at the cusp of a transformative phase in India's infrastructure development, with a record-breaking 11.1 lakh crore rupees allocated for the infrastructure budget in 2024-25, which is a 16.9% year-on-year increase. The government has reaffirmed its commitment to building a strong foundation for sustainable growth. Flagship programs such as PM Gati Shakti, the National Infrastructure Pipeline, and the Jal Jeevan Mission are unlocking massive investments across sectors and fast-tracking project execution nationwide. One area witnessing extraordinary momentum is the water. As of March 25, over 12.3 crore rural households, representing upwards of 75% of total households, have been connected with tap water supply under the Jal Jeevan Mission. Capital expenditure in this sector is expected to touch upwards of 1.75 lakh crore in FY25, which is up from 1.46 lakh crore, which was in FY24. This rapidly expanding segment is where we see significant opportunity and where Ganesh Infraworld is actively increasing its presence. Now, let me shift focus to our company, Ganesh Infraworld. Originally established in May 2017 as a modest partnership firm, Ganesh Infraworld has steadily evolved over the past 8 years into a professionally managed EPC company and now proudly listed on NSE Emerge. Our transition into a public limited company effective 1st of June 2024 marks as a key milestone in our journey for disciplined growth and operational excellence. Our evolution has been driven by steadfast commitment to quality, safety, and timely execution. These principles have laid a solid foundation for a sustainable value creation and long-term growth. At Ganesh Infraworld, we operate a well-diversified business model across 3 key verticals: civil and electrical infrastructure, road and rail infrastructure, water infrastructure development. So these three are the key verticals at Ganesh. With a dedicated team of over 80 engineers, a portfolio of 28 ongoing and 67 completed projects across 14 Indian states, we have emerged as a trusted subcontractor to some of India's leading EPC players. Our state-of-the-art fleet include excavators, drilling rigs, concrete batching plant, and many other machines, which further strengthens the ability to deliver with precision and speed. Our current order book stands at rupees 891 crores, offering a strong visibility and future revenue streams. For FY25, we maintain a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.21, reflecting a prudent approach to capital structure and risk management. This balanced and diversified portfolio positions us to navigate sector-specific cycles while tapping into India's broad infrastructure growth story. Allow me to briefly walk you through the composition of our order book of FY25. The civil infrastructure comprises of 444 crores approximately. Road and rail has around 128 crores. And water infrastructure, which is our key focus, has an existing order book of upwards of 318 crores. Notably, our water infrastructure book has grown 29 times year over year, underscoring the strong momentum in this segment. Looking ahead, we are placing increased strategic focus on the high growth water infrastructure vertical. This aligns closely with the Government of India's sustainability agenda and flagship initiatives like the Jal Jeevan Mission and Amrut 2.0. During the recently concluded quarter, we were proud to win two major water projects, a 185 crore project in the Gwalior region of Madhya Pradesh and a 129 crore water management and civil work contract in Kolkata. These prestigious wins not only validate our enhanced execution capability over the water value chain, from treatment plants, pumping station to distribution pipelines, but also pave the way for accelerated growth in this vital sector. With this, I would like to hand over it to Mr. Abhay, who will take you through the financial highlights for Q4 and FY25. Over to you, Abhayji.
Thank you, Vibhu, sir. On behalf of Ganesh Infrastructure Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all our investors, analysts and stakeholders joining us today. I am pleased to present you the financials and operational highlights of Ganesh Infrastructure Limited for the quarter and full year ended March 31, 2025. Financial year 25 has been a truly transformational year for us. This is our first financial year post-listing, and I am very proud to report that we have demonstrated robust financial performance, operational resilience, and a clear focus on strategic executions. Let me take you through the financial performance of Ganesh Infrastructure Limited for quarter 4 and full year ended March basis. Starting with quarter 4 financial basis, we have reported revenue of 158.6 crore, reflecting a 6.3% growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA stood at 14.4 crores with an EBITDA margin of 9.1%. Net profit after tax came in at 11.6 crores, translating to a PAT margin of 7.3%. Now coming to the full financial year 25, the revenue stood at 538.2 crores, EBITDA at 52 crore with an EBITDA margin of 9.7%. Net profit after tax stood at 40.1 crores, yielding a PAT margin of 7.4%. Net worth expanded significantly to 180 crores, reflecting the successful capital raise and internal accruals. We maintained a prudent balance sheet with conservative leverage. Our debt to equity ratio remains healthy and well within comfortable limits. Our order book remains strong and well diversified, offering good visibility for future revenue streams. As we also highlighted, we are actively increasing our on water infrastructure vertical. This segment not only represents significant growth potential, but also aligned with the national priorities. We are committed to expanding our presence here by consistently winning and delivering high impact projects. Before I conclude, I would like to thank our employees, our partners, and all stakeholders for their continued trust and support. And a special thanks to all our investors. Your faith in us is our biggest motivator. With that, we now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment now while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity and congratulations on fairly decent set of numbers. Sir, I have one macro question and then a number of small questions about your company. So the macro question is that while you have clearly shifted your focus on water and you have won a lot of orders, overall, a lot of companies which are previously in water have pointed out over the last four quarters that the government focus is shifting away from water. And there have been substantial cuts in the payouts, even in the Jal Jeevan mission, by the states and the center. And there was a very recent article in one of the magazines that government is saying that a lot of states have given out orders at very high tender rates. And the government, central government, is saying that we won't be supporting the funding of those projects. So, can you take us through the challenges that others are facing? Why are you not facing them? And are there any sub segments of the water sector as such where there is still a lot of scope and where you see the risk reward in your favor?
Thank you, Agastya. I would appreciate you asking such an important question. Like, yes, you are right that governments, there has been some corrections in the budgeting of JJM. But parallel to JJM, there is a mission going on in the name of Amrut. Amrut 1.0 is already completed and recently government has allocated a good amount of fund in Amrut 2.0. So, few of the projects backed by us comes under Amrut 2.0. Whereas JJM was focused primarily on the on providing tap water to each household, but Amrut 2 focuses more on urban development, which includes bulk water distribution and sewerage distribution as well. So right now we are successfully doing a project in Bhubaneswar, which is for sewerage distribution, and we are in talks with a few companies for further increasing the order book over there. Like, okay. So, and there is no issue of any payments, or we don't see any shift of focus from government towards lessening of urban development projects, especially under Amrut 2. And as for the JJM mission also, there has been few irregularities, because we can appreciate that when the infrastructure development is happening at a massive scale throughout the country, then definitely India, being a huge country with a population of upwards of 140 billion people, so some checks and balances might go wrong. But yes, government's focus has never shifted from water, because water and sewerage are still the basic amenities which the government, as India is progressing from a developing nation to a developed nation, so government's priority is still water and clean sewerage system. So there might be a small amount of shift from JJM 2, but yes, that shift along with some additions in the spending has come under AMRUT 2. And also, like I talked about this government project, PM Gati Shakti. Even PM Gati Shakti, in Gati Shakti, what is happening, it's a cluster of projects. So if we dig deep into PM Gati Shakti, then again over there also we'll find some water projects. Because nowadays the focus of Indian government is into giving EPC projects. Like pehle hota tha ki agar koi township hai, then might be they were issuing orders on separate, like civil ka alag, electrical alag and water alag. But nowadays the focus of the government is to give an wholesome order, a turnkey project which includes everything, so that the outcome is world class. So that way, if even in some government data, if we see that there is a reduction of maybe 2-5% directly from the water projects, then if we see that there is a significant increase in the water projects in some other schemes which are not named as water schemes, but yes, it has a huge water component also. And whenever we are saying water, then it definitely includes sewerage as well.
Understood, sir. Sir, if a nodal agency is directly under Government of India, yeah, koi state be involved in AMRUT mein, is it completely center funded?
Yes, it is center funded, but the execution agency is the state government also.
Acha.
Yes.
Okay, understood, sir. Sir, my next question is on, as far as I could understand your model, water projects will start now, this year onwards, right? You have just won the orders, you have not started executing them in a meaningful manner.
Yes, but few water projects are already running.
Okay.
The new projects will start now.
Is baar, ye saal ke earnings mein aapka contribution zyada rahega na, water se?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, sir, my understanding is that civil works and roads se better margins are in water. So, what kind of margins can we expect going forward, and how long will it take for your company level margins to start reflecting that uptick? So, this year itself, we have seen some uptick, almost 200 basis points. But where are the margins headed? Given the change in the mix in the execution?
So, sir, execution mix has already started reflecting from the month of March, particularly from March. We have started executing newer orders which are primarily in the water sector. And overall, I think the reflection will be there maybe from the first quarter itself. And as far as the margins are concerned,
double-digit margins, sorry.
Double-digit margin, it won't be, we cannot say exactly double-digit margin, but yes, it will be somewhere very close to a double-digit margin only.
Understood. And so, final question is on your capex for the coming year, also the tenure of the projects that you have now in the order book. So how do you see the execution panning out this year? So would you be this 800 odd crores that you have in the order book, and I'm pretty sure you'll be winning lots of orders through the year. So broadly speaking, what kind of growth do you expect in the on the revenue side, and funding is the wrong word, but to execute that level of growth, what kind of capex do you need, and what will we see on the working capital side? Working capital as of now is very well managed. Do you expect some receivable days to go up, and what kind of capex would you require to execute that level of growth?
So we don't see any significant requirement of any capex to execute these projects. And as for the order books, I think we have right now the average execution timeline for the entire order book would be somewhere around 18 months.
Okay.
And further, we have participated in quite a few bids, and we expect some positive results also, so this order book will definitely grow. So we don't see any issues in a double digit growth for this year in the revenues.
So can we expect like 20% growth or less than that, sir?
It will be difficult to exactly say 20% or something, but I would request Abhayji to focus on the same. Abhayji.
So I would like to highlight with the numbers. So what is happening to answer your query? So we are seeing a growth and with respect to capex, since we are moving or having an annual budget which is low capex heavy, so basically we are not planning for major capex. We are majorly going with rental fixed assets at the location specific, project specific places, and definitely purchasing some fixed assets. Like for example, this year we have gone for a capex of 11 crores. So this type of capex may be expected in the future years also, maybe some numbers up or down. And with respect to working capital, right now we are basically invested with a working capital range of approximately 75 days. And we are expecting the same nature of business is continuing, because the focus from civil or road to water shift will not change the nature of industry habits. So basically, if you see the customer behavior with respect to payments are same across EPC sectors. So with respect to change in sector with water or maybe can be looked up as a micro level, but overall on customer behavior side, we expect similar type of working capital to continue. And hence capital requirement with respect to fixed assets and working capital will be in same line. And as far as the funding is concerned, so we have a reserve of approximately 36 crores unutilized from IPO proceeds, which we have projected to get it deployed in the current year as a working capital investment for the growth. So I think this answers your query
you
or something else.
Yes, you have answered everything. Thank you very much, okay. And all the best for the future, sir. And I also appreciate the fact that you hold conference calls and do quarterly results. That's a very nice and a commendable thing. All the best, sir.
Thank you so much, Agar Sirji.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Rahil from Sapphire Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi. Can you hear me?
Please be a little louder, Rahil.
Is this better? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening. So firstly, you mentioned you have bid for quite a few, you know, projects apart from the order book that you currently have. So what would be the value of that order pipeline which you have bid for?
So our bid book would be somewhere around maybe 1200 crores.
1200 crores. And how much of this is from the water vertical?
More than 80%.
More than 80%, okay. And what would generally be the win rate for you? Because let's say for FY26 you are covered, given your 890 crores order book. Now, for you to grow beyond that at a, you know, aggressive rate, you will need to see a lot of order book conversion. So if you can, you know, paint a certain picture how it works for you, by when you're expecting a large amount of orders.
So in general, I think the win rate we can say is approximately 25% to be on a safer side. But yes, few bid discussions and bid planning is also under process, and so we don't see any issues in reaching our targeted order book with in the fields where we want to, because we have been with relation to the past projects which we have executed with the existing government clients. So we are also there with them for preparation of few DPRs. So those DPRs will convert into tenders, and again we'll be participating in the same maybe in the upcoming 6 to 8 months. So we don't see any dearth of any orders throughout for this financial year.
So apart from this 1200 crores which you already bid for, you will be participating in more in the 6 to 8,
yeah,
next 6 to 8.
1200 is already bidded up till March 31st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? So the new tenders you're expecting, what would be the value for those which will be released soon?
I mean, depending on the depending on our participation financial capability, I think we shall be participating in at least 2,000 to 3,000 crores of worth of projects.
That is in this year, within this year.
Yeah, yeah, definitely within this financial year 2025 to 2026.
Okay, okay, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe in one of the investor meets and previous calls, you know, you had given a guidance, let's say for FY26 and FY27. So by FY27, you have this target of reaching 1,000 crores or more with a PAT of 90 crores. So is that a reasonable number which can be definitely achieved given at given the stage which we are at today?
I think I would pass this question to Abhayji.
Yes, sure, please.
Yeah, so with respect to projections, we are expecting a double-digit growth year on year, maybe at a CAGR level, and we expect a good return of approximately 20-25% growth rate in the long run of 5 to 7 years. But definitely, with respect to exact numbers, we have worked upon, but I think the same has not been communicated in the investor PPT.
Okay, but okay, so 20-25% in the long run, I understand, but like for a wide bracket, if you could be more specific.
So I think actually we have to see the detailed business plan which has been approved by the BOD. But for that, we will need to relook at it and come back in the next call or something like that.
Okay, so okay. I'll get back in. Thank you and all the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rahul Ranka from Kushal's Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Rahul.
हाँ सर, मुझे ये पूछना था, ये मार्जिन प्रोफाइल जो है अपना, मैंने देखा मतलब क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर वी हैव द मार्जिन प्रोफाइल इज लिटिल डिट्योरेटिंग. मे बी गेट मोर डिटेल्स इनटू व्हाई इज दैट सो.
So if you see the margin profile with respect to the year on year level, we have done a PAT percentage of approximately 7.7% in March 2024 and 7.4% in March 2025, which is a slight decrease by 0.3%. However, you can see a decline of say 0.4% on quarter to quarter basis. This is because of the growth which the company is enjoying right now post IPO. So since we have started utilizing the IPO proceeds and we have made strong growth projections for the next years coming soon, the company being majorly into service sector with low capex oriented model, we are currently hiring people, making bigger teams, our change in focus from civil to water, and the change in focus from bidding smaller projects to higher projects. We are basically in building our better and highly qualified team so that we can get success in future with the growth path the management has predicted. Because of this, we can see a slight decline of 0.3 or 0.4% in the PAT level. However, we understand that this will get revived in the next year when we look at the full year figures.
I got it. Sir, can you give us the number of employees which you have at the beginning of the year and by the end of this year closing? I mean, what
yeah,
is the change?
So basically, you see, we have approximately 80 engineers, being an engineering company on our payroll, and if you say the workforce is more high, we have to just calculate the workforce which is other than engineer in our corporate projects, and then on contractual basis, the numbers would increase. But definitely if we say the engineers, engineers are approximately, are exactly 80 as on 31st of March.
I would like to understand how has this changed over a year ago.
Over a year ago, the number of engineers, if you say just before pre-IPO, say 6th of December, it was approximately around 65. So from 65, it has gone 80 in our payroll, and another 40 to 45 engineers are under the process of joining, which may join in the next, say, 3 to 4 months of notice.
Okay, and how do we take care of the field workers? I mean, the
so field workers, I understand that field workers has increased with approximately 30% of employees.
That is, do we give a labor to the labor contractor, or we have in-house?
So we have both kind of system. We do have some employees who are basically managing the contractors, who are managing the projects in the project offices, and corporate employees. However, with respect to the labor work, the company is hiring laborers under the contractual payrolls so that the project can be managed efficiently and effectively.
Okay, so thank you so much, sir. And what are projects, sir? The current order book is, what is the expected time duration within which we are expecting to complete it, this current water project?
So generally 18 months is the time period for any project to, 18 months is the time period for completing the full project. So it is like that. However, if you say the order book may be executed in 12 to 15 months, being some project very new, some project on running stage.
I did not get you. 12 to 15 months is for what, sir?
So far existing order book. Mm-hmm. And for the new orders, whenever we get a new order, the order cycle is approximately 18 months.
Okay, so this 12 to 15 months, are you talking about all the projects generally?
All the projects. All the projects, average is of execution for the existing order book.
Okay, and third question is, sir, working capital, how many, what is the working capital days right now?
So working capital days right now is approximately 75 days in March 2025.
Oh, and what do we see? We are trying to maintain this or better it up?
So we are definitely trying to maintain this, because as of now we are not seeing any behavioral change in the customers with respect to payment or something like that. But we are doing continuous efforts in order to improve this working capital cycle. So there may be some improvement, or there may be some increase in working capital cycle by, say, 2 to 4% on quarter to quarter basis. But overall the numbers would remain on same line.
Okay, and what is the momentum on back-to-back orders, sir? Like the back-to-back orders which we get from the repeat customers.
Yes.
How is the uptick on that?
So, if we see the existing order in the civil and roll rate, we are definitely getting back-to-back orders from the existing customers. Since we are focusing more on water, the new customers are coming, because the existing order book has very less water customers. So there we are seeing new customers coming on back-to-back basis.
Okay. And just one last question, sir. Throughout the year, what is the seasonality of revenue booking which we do? I mean, like, are all the quarters having equal weightage, or do we have maybe third or fourth quarter to be more stronger than the other quarters?
So we see the most dull quarter at September quarter. September quarter basically faces two issues. One is seasonal rainy season, and second, the projects in particularly in East India has lots of holidays on respect of religious holidays. And so September is the quarter where we see the lowest revenue, and we see higher revenue in the quarter of December and March. So December and March are the best, and June is a bit low and September is the worst.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Sahil from Samriddhiya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Hello. Sir, I have a question regarding the receivables which have grown around 3 times from March. So could you kindly explain what is the recovery cycle and are they reducing on month-on-month basis?
So the debtors is approximately around 79 days. Well, if we see the numbers has grown definitely because of the growth in the business of the company. So, if you see the revenue has also grown in the March quarter last year, the revenue was 51 crores and this quarter we have done 158, and that is why the debtors in numbers has definitely grown. However, if we see the number of days, so as on March 25, the number of days stands at 79 days.
Alright, sir. And one question on that subsidiary we recently announced that we have incorporated. What is the business around that and how are we proceeding about that?
So that is a subsidiary we have opened in Dubai. So right now we have not started any business or anything in that company. But we are projecting to grow our existing business of Ganesh Infraworld abroad. And for that we are actually finding some opportunities in the state of Dubai, UAE, Saudi Arabia and other Middle East countries. So that is why we have just incorporated a company and we want to explore businesses which can basically contribute and expand the businesses of Ganesh Infraworld worldwide.
Recently, sir, Ganesh Infraworld participated in Orient conference, if I'm not mistaken. And there, I think Vibhut has mentioned that we will soon be moving to direct tenders rather than subcontracting. So when can we see that happening? Because that may probably mean we'll get better margins in our projects.
Yeah, so that is our plan. So we were a subcontractor before IPO. We are a subcontractor as of now, but we emphasize to become a contractor. So we want to bid direct projects in the government very soon. So for that, we are going in a phase-wise manner. As of now, we are trying to build tender department, planning department, costing departments, and people who are having experience in bidding tenders directly in the government. And to fast-track it, we are also planning and discussing with various EPC players and exploring the possibility of joint ventures so that we can bid direct tenders through JVs and have a flavor of the same. And then post getting the flavor, we would like to bid directly under the company's name, Ganesh Infraworld, direct tenders. So basically, if you see the long-term plan, we are targeting to book a good revenue this year through a JV route, taking a flavor of direct projects. And in the next financial year, we are projecting to bid direct tenders to the government under the company's banner.
So, sir, any margin differential between the projects that we do in subcontracting and the projects that we do in JV or maybe direct contracting?
So as of now, we have not done or executed any direct tenders by ourselves. So we are trying to test the same through JV route. However, the market study which we have done, so we understand that there should be a difference of approximately 4% in the PAT level if you go directly with the government. But this number will be cleared by executing one project at least in the JV route. That will give more clarity, but yes, as of now, the marketing department and the survey which we have done internally is giving an indication of getting higher PAT margin by 4% if we go with direct tenders.
All right. Thank you. That was my question. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Manali Gala from Centra Insights Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good set of numbers. So just wanted to understand for the guidance that you've given for financial year 27 of 1,000 crore of revenue, what kind of working capital would be required to generate such a revenue?
Thank you, Manali ji, with giving a confidence to 1,000 crore number in FY27. But yes, we are targeting a good number in FY27 with a good growth number from existing level. However, with respect to working capital, we are actually right now seeing the same working capital days of 75 days in the near future also, with no change in business activity. But definitely, if we are receiving that kind of number with direct orders, the numbers might slightly change, or you may say it may increase. So as of now, we are confident and we have a 36% reserve from IPO proceeds parked for working capital, taking care of this year of working capital. So yes, we are insured with that amount.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Rahil from Sapphire Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi sir. Thank you again. Just one more question. This year we finished with a PAT margins of around 7.4%, correct? With most of your order book in water segment, where you say the margins are also higher, can our PAT margins be upwards of 8 or 8.59% by FY27 in 2 years' time?
Yes, so that should happen. So what business change we are looking at is the shift to water, and we say we are shifting towards water. We are shifting towards water for better profitability, and as and when the composition of water will increase in the revenue, which we have seen in order book, so the same should be reflected in the revenue current year and then FY27, and therefore the number of PAT percentage should increase from 7.4% of the existing level to a better margin level.
Okay, so in 2 years it definitely should inch up. That's what you said.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and currently you said you have a team of 80 engineers.
Yeah.
What would this number, are you planning to add more? So at what number will you close FY26 with? In terms of
yeah, training. So we are doing aggressive hiring and trying to expand the team multifold. So right now we on the payroll, if you see, it is 80, but there are a lot of engineers who are in the process of joining because of their existing assignments, and we are also hiring still because of expanding the business, expanding the projects, and then movement from subcontracting to direct tenders. So these are the 3-4 purposes. We are hiring very high, and this number will increase, definitely increase in the next year again.
You don't have a certain target how much you want by end of this year?
I think this should increase by 50% by end of this year.
Okay, so around 120. Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Okay. Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vibhor Agrawal for the closing comments.
Thank you, sir. So, thank you all for participating in this earnings call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If at all you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please please feel free to reach out to our investor relation managers, ex-B4 Advisory. Thank you. Stay safe and healthy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ganesh Infraworld Limited, that concludes this conference and you may now disconnect your lines.